Just a little, first of all, a little clarifying note on this passage from, that Mark read from the Philippians. I grew up being taught that the Jews thought that they could win favor with God by their good behavior. And there's a line here, you know, my justification not from observance of the law, but from the following of Christ. Well, that's rubbish. No Jew thought that they were going to save themselves by their good behavior. No Jew did. It's just another libel that we Christians have created in order to justify 2,000 years of anti-Semitic persecution. What Paul is saying, that no, the law, as it existed before the time of Jesus, was a sign of what it was to be a good Jew, all these things about Sabbath and kosher food and all that. You don't have to do that anymore, he said. But they never thought by observing those laws that they were going to be justified. Okay. And this remarkable little passage from John. It can be read in a variety of ways. For instance, I think it's very easy for us in 21st century London, Ontario, to hear Jesus said, well, no, I don't condemn you either. And finishing off with, have a nice day. Which would be rubbish, because that flippancy which we get from the checkout line at No Frills or the TD tellers, you know, what's wrong with that? It is vacuous. It is vacuous. It is empty. Yeah, it is a social lubricant, a mild social lubricant at that, and not much more than that. And if we thought that Jesus did finish up by saying, well, have a nice day, we would have missed the depth and the power of this scene. Jesus took this woman's adultery seriously. He saw it in its profundity as an act of infidelity, an act of betrayal. But then he was also aware that all these people who were so ready to condemn this woman and their self-righteousness had their own forms of betrayal. And that's what is significant. In other words, this undercuts any sense that we might create of our moral superiority to those people. You know? The mafiosi, the whores, the adulterers, the liars, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's nonsense. Rather, what we have with Jesus is what we always have with Jesus. Jesus acknowledging the reality of this woman, letting her be who she really is, and opening up a way beyond that kind of moment in her life. And I think in the light of that, you can connect all three of these readings. God does a new thing when somehow God enables us to move beyond our self-righteousness, our sense of moral superiority, which is so subtle and so quick, I think it clicks in immediately with us. At least that's my observation, not just of myself, but of everybody else I know. But that new thing is not going to come cheaply, as Paul will say here. He wants to participate in the life of Jesus, which means undergoing a death to the self. Again, that's the novelty that God's calling us to. The death to our self-satisfaction, our smugness, our complicity with evil. Or simply tacit acceptance of it. To move beyond that, to have the fortitude, to be willing to undergo that death, that suffering with Jesus. That's what we're called to. And so it doesn't end with have a nice day. It ends with grow up. Know that you are loved and grow up.